With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is a content warning. This episode explores imprisonment, police brutality, homicide, sexual violence, and mental illness. Please listen with care. I believe in the abolition of prisons. And while I'm still learning about imagining and building societies that prioritize care, restorative justice, and people over profit-making, I know that we should not be locking people up in cages. Michael Tennyson, Kevin Woodley, Dane Zealot Newton, Philip Archie Archuleta, Gilbert Lefty Pacheco, Jose 8-Biz Talamantes, and Frankie Domenico are seven men imprisoned at Colorado Territorial Correctional Facility in Canyon City, Colorado. They are the seven musicians from completely different walks of life and serving differing sentences who make up the band Territorial. Their new album, Tlashiwiki, is the first recorded music to make it outside the forbidding walls of Colorado Territorial Correctional Facility into the free world since it was founded 150 years ago. With these deeply personal songs, Territorial shines a light on the enduring human spirit in a divided country and asks us all to consider whether or not we are prepared to heal the societies in which we so regularly put behind bars and walls those we are unprepared to properly care for. I'm Josh Rivers, and this is Busy Being Black. We begin our journey today with Mama's Cryin', which is singer Kevin Woodley's firsthand experience of being at a party which turned into a murder scene. Woodley recounts watching a police officer shoot and kill an unarmed black man in front of the man's family. With an interlude from 8-Biz and an outro from Simply Naomi, this track is a soulful plea for a shared humanity.
Yo, this is Biz from the Mile High City, baby, currently incarcerated in Territorial Correctional Facility. We are extremely blessed and honored to bring Busy Being Black listeners the exclusive joints from the Territorial album. The track Mama's Cryin' that I'm featured on is very emotional and dear to my heart for the simple fact that I've lost many relatives and friends to police brutality. So for Kevin Woodley and I to have the chance to shed light on the situation that black and Latino lives are humans too was very important. London, it's all love, baby. Thank you. Hope you enjoy.
Children dying, mama's crying, 'cause daddy's lying on the floor. Bullets flying, his hand. Can't you see? I laugh and I cry. I love puts his hands on the wheel. He holds so tight, until his hands turn white. Said, Lord, what am I gonna do?
Like you, when you get behind me, I tightly grip my steering wheel. With thoughts that's not, I get killed. My wife left the widow, kids waiting for daddy staring out the window. But the fact is, I ain't never coming home. No fault of my own, picture in the paper never shown. All in my criminal record, let the dirt be thrown. You say your traffic stopped, your lighter said I had a Glock. Now I'm lifeless with 17 shots. Now can't you see that I bleed just like you? Who gave me the power to say I ain't right and my life's through? Now can't you see that I bleed like you? Who gave me the power to say I ain't right and my life's through?
Next up is 8788, a visceral, haunting track in which artist Michael Tennyson recounts his feelings while awaiting sentencing for the murder of five people. The song also exposes his past of childhood abuse, pain, and remorse, and challenges listeners to reckon with the human behind the crime. There is much more to us than a criminal conviction and a prison ID number. Some listeners might find this song particularly triggering, as Michael mentions his experience of sexual violence as a child. If you'd prefer to skip this song, the next and final song begins in 6 minutes.
8788 was about a very dark time in my life. And if you Google it, you'll understand what that means.
Thank you. just saw the news tonight. Woke up with a headache. In this concrete box with rusty iron bars on the front. Where the hell am I? What the hell's going on here? Oh my God. The evening news. There's a monster. They're talking about this monster who went on a murderous rampage. Everybody's looking at me. What the fuck are you looking at me for? They're pointing up at the TV. Oh my God, man, that dude looks like me. I don't remember what happened. What the hell? I didn't kill anybody. Who put my face on that damn TV? That's not me. I'm a loving, caring, compassionate human being. I'm not some fucking animal. It ain't nothing but a bunch of lies. That's not who I am. Oh my God. Maybe it is who I am. What the hell did I do last night? I got drunk, I got high, I was mad at the world. Remember, I flipped off a cop and wished the bastard would have blown me away. I need some more psych meds, doctor. I can't think, man. You tell me I need drugs to make my brain work right. Well, fix my fucking mind, because it's obviously not right. I saw my mama this afternoon in the visiting room behind a piece of glass. I couldn't even put my arms around her. It broke my heart to watch her cry. She tried so hard to raise me right. Mama, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. People I've hurt, I'm so sorry. Another article in the paper. 3 months have gone by. It seems like yesterday. All the Ritalin and the psych dope does that. You forget track of time. You forget where you're at. You forget who you are. I'm still a man, damn it! I'm not an animal. Take me out of this fucking cage! Wake me out of this nightmare. There's a death penalty trial scheduled for public view. Everybody's out there with their cameras and their recorders. I want to watch them stick the needle in the animal that went on a rampage. Where the hell were you when I was 4 years old getting raped? Where the hell were you when I was a little boy that I had no way to defend myself? You fucked my body, you fucked my mind, and now you stole my life because I stole yours. The difference between you and I've got 30 years of remorse for every single tear that I've made a victim's family cry. It was I that should have died.
I'm Josh Rivers, and this is Busy Being Black. Today, an exclusive preview of Territorial's new album, Tlashawiki. Our final song is Holy Rain, a triumphant gospel song about redemption and about the joy in finding spiritual guidance. Michael Tennyson is joined by Simply Naomi and Apostle Heloise to deliver this show-stopping praise song. Holy Rain completes our journey through violence and heartache to catharsis and hope.
Holy Rain was redemption from 87, 88, 30 years of redemption in an American prison.
Heal my broken heart
and took away them burdens.
I'd like to extend a special and most heartfelt thank you to Michael Tennyson, Kevin Woodley, Dane Zealot Newton, Philip Archie Archuleta, Gilbert Lefty Pacheco, Jose 8biz Talamantes, and Frankie Domenico for allowing me to share your voices and stories with Busy Being Black listeners. Your offering and your generosity are so deeply appreciated. Territorial's new album is available from Die Jim Crow Records, the first record label in the U.S. for formerly and currently incarcerated musicians. Their mission is to provide artists with a high-quality platform for their voices to be heard. For those who are at the start of their journey in understanding prison abolition, like myself, there are a number of places to start. There's a wonderful TED Talk by Deanna Van Buren called What a World Without Prisons Could Look Like. Ruth Wilson Gilmore, who has long served as a prison abolitionist, is the feature of a profile in the New York Times, Is Prison Necessary? Ruth Wilson Gilmore Might Change Your Mind. And Angela Davis's book, Are Prisons Obsolete?, is serving as a reference point and learning from my own understanding of abolition. In the show notes, you'll find links to Die Jim Crow Records, Deanna Van Buren's TED Talk, the New York Times profile of Ruth Wilson Gilmore, and a link to a PDF of Angela Davis's Are Prisons Obsolete? Busy Being Black is the podcast exploring how we live in the fullness of our queer Black lives. Thank you to our partners, UK Black Pride, Blackout UK, The 10th, Schools Out, and to you, the listeners. Your support of Busy Being Black means the world. Please do rate and review the show and tell others. The more you do, the more people like us get to hear the stories and voices amplified here. And finally, thank you to my friend and co-conspirator, Lazarus Lynch, a musician and culinary extraordinaire based in New York City, for creating Busy Being Black's triumphant and ancestral theme music. I'm so busy being black.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.